Nehemiah chapter 7.
After the wall had been rebuilt and the gates hung, then the temple guards, the singers, and the other Levites were assigned their work. I put my brother Hanani in charge of Jerusalem, along with Hananiah, the commander of the fortress, because Hananiah could be trusted, and he respected God more than most people did. I said to them, "Don't let the gates to the city be opened until the sun has been up for a while, and make sure that they are closed and barred before the guards go off duty at sunset. Choose people from Jerusalem to stand guard at different places around the wall, and others to stand guard near their own houses." Although Jerusalem covered a large area, not many people lived there, and no new houses had been built. So God gave me the idea to bring together the people, their leaders, and officials, and to check the family records of those who had returned from captivity in Babylonia after having been taken there by King Nebuchadnezzar. About this time, I found records of those who had been the first to return to Jerusalem from Babylon province. By reading these records, I learned that they settled in their own hometowns and that they had come with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Rehemiah, Nehemani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispirith, Bigvai, Nehem, and Baana.
Here is how many had returned from each family group.
2,172 from Parosh. 372 from Shephatiah. 652 from Era. 2,818 from Paath Moab, who were all descendants of Jeshua and Joab. 1,254 from Elam, 845 from Zattu, 760 from Zakkai, 648 from Binui, 628 from Bebai, 2,322 from Asgad, 667 from Adonikam, 2,067 from Bigvai, 655 from Aden, 98 from Ater, also known as Hezekiah, 328 from Hashem, 324 from Bezai, 112 from Harif, and 95 from Gibeon.
Here is how many people returned whose ancestors had come from the following towns.
188 from Bethlehem and Netophah, 128 from Anathoth, 42 from Beth Asmabeth, 743 from Kiriath Jearim, Kephira, and Beeroth, 621 from Ramah and Geba, 122 from Michmash, 123 from Bethel and Ai, 52 from Nebo, 1,254 from Elam, 320 from Haram, 345 from Jericho, 721 from Lod, Hadid, and Ono, and 3,930 from Sanaa.
Here is how many returned from each family of priests.
973 descendants of Jeshua from Judea, 1,052 from Immer, 1,247 from Pasher, and 1,017 from Haram.
Here is how many returned from the families of Levites.
74 descendants of Hodiva from the families of Jeshua and Kadmiel. 148 descendants of Asaph from the temple musicians, and 138 descendants of Shalom, Ater, Talmon, Akab, Hatita, and Shobai from the temple guards.
Here are the names of the families of temple workers whose descendants returned.
Ziha, Hasufa, Tabioth, Kiras, Saya, Padan, Labana, Hagabah, Shalmai, Hanan, Giddel, Gehar, Rieya, Rezin, Nakoda, Gazam, Uzzah, Pasea, Besai, Miunim, Nephusim, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harher, Basluth, Mehida, Harsha, Barkus, Sisera, Tima, Niziah, and Hatipha.
Here are the names of Solomon's servants whose descendants returned.
Sotai, Sophereth, Perida, Jaela, Darkon, Giddel, Shephatiah, Hattel, Pacharith Hazabiam, and Amon. A total of 392 descendants of temple workers and of Solomon's servants returned. There were 642 who returned from the families of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, though they could not prove they were Israelites. They had lived in the Babylonian towns of Telmila, Telharsa, Kirib, Adin, and Immer. The families of Hobeah, Hakaz, and Barzillai could not prove they were priests. The ancestor of the family of Barzillai had married the daughter of Barzillai from Gilead and had taken his wife's family name. But the records of these three families could not be found, and none of them were allowed to serve as priests. In fact, the governor told them, "You cannot eat the food offered to God until he lets us know if you really are priests." There were 42,360 who returned, in addition to 7,337 servants and 245 musicians. Altogether, they brought with them 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Many people gave gifts to help pay for the materials to rebuild the temple. The governor himself gave 17 pounds of gold, 50 bowls to be used in the temple, and 530 robes for the priests. Family leaders gave 337 pounds of gold and 3,215 pounds of silver. The rest of the people gave 337 pounds of gold, 2,923 pounds of silver, and 67 robes for the priests. And so, by the seventh month, priests, Levites, temple guards, musicians, workers, and many of the ordinary people had settled in the towns of Judah.